Welcome, everyone. My name is Michael S. Siebert. You're listening to Equal Chance to Be Unequal, my podcast about unlocking human potential through helping people disconnected from their purpose, uncover and live their purpose.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Equal Chance to Be Unequal. I'm Michael S. Siebert. Today's episode is titled, We Become the Opposite of Our Parents. I'm going to start with a quote. The quote is, the road to success is uphill unless your father owns the business, end quote. I think it was 1987. My dad had taped a note card with this handwritten quote on the dashboard of his new pickup truck. I was too young and naive to understand the meanings inherent to the quote, but it's still a vivid memory of mine today, and I'm not entirely sure why. Around that time, my grandfather was beginning the process of transferring ownership of his business to my father. Fast forward 30 plus years, my family still owns that landscaping, lawn maintenance, and snow plowing business in West Michigan. I'm sure my father doesn't own that truck anymore, but I wonder if he kept the note card. The passage of time has a funny way of bringing the life lessons we're meant to learn full circle. My father recently turned 65 and is actively considering how he transfers the business to my sister and her husband. I sincerely hope he remembers his late 1980s note card and the feelings that triggered him to create it. As difficult as the business transition may have been for him then, I sincerely hope he's learned his lesson and facilitates the transition of his business to my sister far less emotionally, more simple legally, and seamless financially now. For some reason, many of my clients are experiencing disconnections from their children, some physical, some emotional, some spiritual. They're all unique, but they have common themes. Western societies place distinct pressure on parents to drive their children to perform at high levels in high school, right? Sports, events, and other areas of their life to maintain a certain societal perception, appearance, or image. I've watched parents use their child's success as an attempt to maintain their own stature in a friend group or community, and I've always found this to be a little bit silly. What happened to the parent's confidence that he is unable to gain acceptance based on the content of his character, accomplishments, or how he adds value to the community? Time and time again, I've watched parents who lack confidence force their child's material or societal success and attempt to make the child the idealized version of what the parent never was. The content of the son or daughter's character is then suppressed. For example, during her childhood, a mother had very limited access to the world outside her small town and didn't get to try new hobbies, activities, or sports often. But when she had a daughter, she began living vicariously through the daughter and forces the daughter to try as many new things as possible, even though the daughter doesn't actually desire to try the activities. The activities likely don't align with the daughter's life's mission. Or a father was a star baseball player, but he wasn't good enough to play college ball, so he signs his son up for Little League, encourages him to play in high school, and actually chooses a college for him to attend. The son is, of course, disinterested, but he doesn't want to let his family down, so he plays college ball. The father, perhaps unwittingly, dumped his shortcomings on his son and attempted to live vicariously through the son. So as time passes, the child begins to build a life of her own separate from the parents' expectations. She breaks free from the helicopter parenting. She breaks free from the suffocation of what makes her unique, authentic, and happy. She begins developing parts of herself that are the opposite of the parents. I work with a client whose parents fell out of her life during high school. She now uses education as a tool to empower teenagers. Another client was abused by her family. She is now a mom who volunteers at a local battered woman's shelter. Yet another client wasn't taught basic economic principles by his parents, and now he's a CFO who volunteers with nonprofits who teach self-sufficiency. I've got 100 stories like this, if not more. So remember, be the person you needed when you were younger. It's your life's most meaningful work. If you're a parent, please consider how difficult it will be to your child if you continually apply pressure to him or her to make him or her something that they're not meant to be. This drives him or her to want to become the opposite of you in many ways. So if you're doing it right, your child is actually your number one teacher. I encourage you to pay homage to his or her being and learn what he or she teaches you about yourself. Recognize the child's sovereignty. Forget about what society says is right or wrong. Do what's right for the child's wellness. See, in my world, and I hope yours too, the road to success is uphill if you teach your children to become the most authentic versions of themselves and not younger versions of you, at the same time as allowing them to reverse mentor you about keys that actually unlock your potential. You don't need a note card taped to the dashboard of your truck to ensure this happens.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Equal Chance to Be Unequal. I'm Michael S. Siever. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes and like, share, or comment on this podcast on michaelsiever.com, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, or YouTube. Go forth and be awesome.